Well, we got all the confidence in the world in Travis. You know what I mean? He's done a great job, you know, coming in. Of course, you know, there's a difference in experience with Dom, you know what I mean? But, you know, we got all the confidence in him.
You're obviously maybe closer than anybody in the locker room to Dom. Mm-hmm. You talk to him at all? You guys still in contact daily?
Yeah, of course. You know, still in contact, you know what I mean? He's hurt. He's missing this one, of course. You know, but he knows, you know, the show must go on. You know what I mean? We can't wait, and you know what I mean. It's gonna suck not being to play with him. You know, we've been working for this one for a long time. You know what I mean. But you know, that's just how it goes sometimes, I guess.
How much will you be able to help Travis with anything, calls or anything on the line?
You know, I mean, like, you know, anything I see. You know, I've been in Travis's ear, you know, all year. You know, trying to get him together. Dom's been doing the same thing, so. You know, I think he'll be ready to go. But of course, if I say anything, of course I'll relay it. But I would do that with anybody in there.
How much does Travis control the line of scrimmage in terms of protection
calls? Well, I mean, he gets us going in the right direction. You know, that's for sure. And we all have our own separate calls. We're always, you know, always talking. So you know, we're all in it together. But you know, so far as you know, we haven't missed a beat this week so far.
What do you look at the Packers? Defensive line. What do you say? Their pass attack.
I mean, they're some of the best in the league. You know, each guy gives you something unique. You know, Clay Matthews. You know, he can be all over the place. Mike Daniels is one of those guys. You know, very strong in there, and you know, all across the board. You know, they all got something unique, and they those guys just let them go out there and just use their talent. So it's difficult. He should be one of the big name guys. I think he's one of the best out there, in my opinion. I think he was really good. I mean, he's just, you know, unique. His strength is unique. His natural leverage, and he's always a test, always. Me personally, you know, I think I hit my stride. I think I got a couple rough games out in the beginning of the year, and really got back to what I do. No, I just think practice in a year, and you know, me coming off my knee, I just need a little time to get myself together, and I did that.
How was the mood in here since it's Christmas Day? I mean, is it the same business as usual?
Yeah, I think it's business as usual. You know, I think so. You know, I think guys had a good time with their families this morning, came in. I understand we had to come in here and work, and they did that.
Why did you guys feel like it was important to practice on Christmas Day? Coach Caldwell said it was a vote from the leadership council.
Well, you know, I just think keeping the same routine is big, you know what I mean? And, you know, a lot of, you know, going to some one of the biggest games of our careers, you know, this is something that we needed to do. So it was good that we were here.